You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Sheffa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, there's a nekuda in Chaim Maharan brought down by Rabbi Nachman that is an idea that I have really tried to live with for a long time now. I would say if I had to choose a Torah to kind of imprint in front of my eyes without the ability to let go of it, very often my mind goes to this teaching in Chaim Maharan. But it's an idea that I think is very applicable and very relevant in terms of the time period that we find ourselves in now, in between Pesach and Shavuos, in the grind, the daily grind of Sfiras HaOmer, of the counting of the experiences, of the individualized moments that are detached from any event orientation, an event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's something to look forward to. There's something to experience there. An event of Matan Torah, there's something to experience there. These are the definitions of experience, revelation, redemption, and revelation. But the in-between space, that liminal space that bridges the gap between the splitting of the sea and that spiritual experience of redemption within smallness, within the constriction of ourselves and the receiving of the Torah, which is the greatest point in the mind that one can come to, a point of connectivity, a point of nevuah, a point of Ruach HaKodesh, a point of being fully present with the deep-seated belief and knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in every moment of everyone's life, in every aspect of their existence. The in-between space, the Sfiras HaOmer, the counting, the individualized moments of severity, of constriction, are the polar opposite of experience. They are moments. They are things that are seemingly devoid of significance or value, and we can take them or leave them. There's nothing particularly unique about the imprint of the moments in the day-to-day. And a person can fall very naturally into a state of boredom, of spiritual boredom. And spiritual boredom is the beginning or the end, depending on which way you look at it, of the descent out of holiness, or at least the seeming descent out of holiness, where a person is not alive in their avoda, where a person is not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the best of their ability in this moment. That boredom is the death of experience, it's the emptiness, it's the halal, it's that voided space that is unoccupied by anything other than its own vessel. And it's empty and it seeks fullness, the attitude of boredness. But this mundanity, the mundanity of Sfiras HaOmer, the mundanity of day-to-day life, devoid of any expectation of event or redemptive moment, can lead a person into a certain type of exhaustion or forgetfulness, where a person reflects on their day and they can't really come up with where the time went, where the time has gone, what happened today, what was my experience, what was I present for today. And a person slowly but surely falls into that daily grind of unconscious experience in this world, of missing moments. And thankfully, you know, it's not a bad thing. You know, a person's not doing anything wrong by missing the moment, but a person is certainly losing out by not tapping into the moment. The moment in experience is a singular entity that has never existed and will never exist again. And therefore, it behooves us to follow the etzos of our tzaddikim to try and find value, to uncover the value in the mundane moments and the dead moments and the bored moments that are the in-between moments of our lives. We live in a space referred to as Olam Hazeh, this world, this worldliness in all of its presentness, in all of its measurement, in all of its realness, the way it feels, the way we experience it on an intellectual level, on an emotional level, on a physical level, on a superconscious level, all of the levels of experience that we have, everything appears to be real. It's zeh. There's a zehut to something. There's an identity to something. There's a depth and there's a surface and there's measurements and there's intention, and that creates a thing that gives shape to an object in this world, a world of zeh, a world of this. You can point to it and say, this is what it is. The concrete is the concrete. The forest is the forest. The air is the air. The water is the water. And it's not some other thing. Everything is what it is. It's zeh. It's what's right in front of you. What you see is what you get. There's no depth. There's no surface. It just is. And when a person walks around in this world, in Olam Hazeh, with the sense of alienation from zeh, because I feel it's so empty, or I feel it's so insignificant, or it's too much, or it's too real, so then we fall into the heaviness of Olam Hazeh. Then we fall into a place where zeh is the secret of zeh, l'umas zeh, that there could be two types of zeh, there could be two types of things in the world, as if there's good and bad in the world, and not only the undying unity and the unfathomable unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God forbid. And so Olam Hazeh can lead a person to mizeh u'mizeh, right? I have no place to go, zeh l'umas zeh, and zeh eino noachli, this is not good for me. And in that world, in the Olam Hazeh, where zeh means something difficult, where zeh means something empty of significance, kilu, it's a moment that is not necessary in the grand fabric of reality, that the entirety of existence doesn't hinge upon this moment in front of me right now. And a person falls into the emptiness of zeh. Of zeh, it's zeh, zeh, it's just what it is. But Rabbi Nachman offers us an insight, and this is the insight of all of the tzaddikim, of the Yechidei Hadoros in the previous generations, and the tzaddik emes in our generation in particular as well, that the secret, as Rabbi Nachman describes in Terehei of Lakutei Maharan, is that there are two types of nevuah in this world. There's two types of experiences. There's two types of ways of experiencing the moment in front of me. I can experience the moment in front of me through a lens of ko, of that, of some distant thing, as if I am anticipating some further movement, which validates my engagement in this moment, but without the future orientation towards pleasure or reward, the value of this moment would be null and void. That perspective of an aspaklaria de'ena me'ira, where I see the world, I see this moment through a clouded lens of not being able to understand the deep and unfathomable, infinite value and significance of this moment itself, irrespective of whatever is happening and irrespective of whatever event or excitement I might have. That level of ko, that distant vision says there's something out in the future that I can wait for, I can anticipate for. And a person is never simply present in the moment, but they're always anticipating something. They're driven by a particular conditionality, which cuts through into the heart of the experience, which means that when I'm doing this right now, when I'm in this moment right now, it's only because I'm hoping that some better moment will come along and replace this moment. And nimsa, that I'm thinking about a moment in the future that doesn't exist, and I'm displacing myself and unhinging myself and untethering myself in the moment that I'm in, because my consciousness and my thinking and my intentionality is directed towards the future. That's ko, and it's clouded, and a person is never truly experiencing the moment itself, the zeh, the concrete ground of what it means to place one's feet on the ground and to feel experience through the legs, through the body, through the arms, through the head, through the mind, to hear, to smell, to see, to touch, the miracle of being a human being in this world, of a neshama beguf. And then there's the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the zeh, which is the secret of zeh, which is the secret of seeing existence as it is right now, right here, for what it is, without any conditionality, without any need for there to be a certain type of feeling or a certain type of absolutism to the moment. I don't need an affirmation of the value of this moment, because the moment is affirmation itself. The fact that it is makes it fundamentally valuable. And when a person can learn to look at their lives one moment at a time through a perspective of zeh, what we see is what it is. And yes, that's also true in Olam Hazeh. That's why it's called Olam Hazeh, because Olam Hazeh itself is an opportunity for immeasurable amounts of moments of zeh, of this is what it is, right here, right now. Hashem, you've brought me into this place. You brought me into this place. You took me here. You brought me into this moment itself. It means that I'm going to find you here. And a person transforms at that moment the Olam Hazeh into the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is zeh, zeh keili v'anvehu. This is what it is. I'm not running anywhere. I'm not running from some past, and I'm not running towards some future. I am simply present in this moment, not because the future and the past are not significant, but because there's no future nor past that is not collapsed into this moment right here, right now. Zeh contains everything. Zeh is gematria of 12, which is the full level of hispashtus. It's the 12 shvatim, it's the 12 gevulim and measurements in this world, it's the 12 pillars of the bakarim that held up the Beis HaMikdash, it's the 12 months, it's the 12 of everything. It's the 12 stones, it's everything. Ze contains everything within it. The past and the future are folded into this moment right here, right now. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see with a lens of Ze, he wasn't running anywhere. He was able to enter in. I saw something from the Bala Sulam that Moshe Niga Shala Arfel, and it's very similar to what Rabbi Nachman says, Kishamu Elohim. But the Bala Sulam says that Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea what he was entering into. In that moment, it could have been heaven or it could have been hell. It could have been Gan Eden or it could have been Gehenim. But Moshe entered into it without any foreknowledge as to what he was going to experience. Lo yodea eza drachehim holchem osi. I don't know which path they're going to lead me down. But Moshe Rabbeinu's zenness, the ability to be present in that moment and to be oimed sham and to stand there and to be present in that moment itself is what allows him to enter in, irrespective of whether it's heaven or hell. Because on a level of zeh, a person is no longer serving for some future purpose. A person finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the moment itself, in the mitzvah itself, in the physicality itself. In this moment of the tefillin or the talis or the bracha, irrespective of how insignificant and fake and pretending it feels, deeply buried within the irreducible structure of this moment in history and this action, in all of its gross physicality, is contained the secret of redemption, is contained the deepest possible expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydu v'atzmo kavyachol, kavyachol, because it's never chvaydu v'atzmo, as we've understood. Then a person can enter into zeh, and then it transforms into zeh keli v'anvehu. And then Oilam Hazeh becomes a place of the opportunity to transform this, to transform this, this, each moment of this, each moment of everything in a person's life. Zeh, zeh, it's this, it's this. V'im kol zeh achakelo. A person with every zeh, they wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this zeh to the next zeh. I'll do this so I can get that. That's a co-orientation. The im kol zeh achakelo means in each and every zeh I have a redemption, in each and every moment of zeh, in each and every moment of oilam hazeh. And this is going to be what is revealed to us in the future. This is the joke that the tzaddikim are telling us. This is the joke that Rabbi Nachman is revealing so deeply to us, that the tzaddikei emes are revealing so much to us, that Ravitcher Meir Shlita is revealing to us. That the joke is that this is what we're going to understand in the future. The future revelation, redemption, or Geula Sadas is going to be the recognition that every moment that you were in was exactly where you were supposed to be, and in that moment you were touching the essence, so to speak, of what you can come to comprehend as holiness and Kedusha and Achdus. There was no Tzimtzum. In that moment, everything was exactly as it was ever supposed to be, because it's always like that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, Eino in Mavado. But the problem is that that's a deferred knowledge. We can't know it in the present moment sometimes. And therefore, it stands at the ready to be revealed in the future. As if in the future, I'm going to come and behold the fact that, oh my gosh, every moment that I did, that I was there struggling, looking for you, was exactly where I needed to find you. It was exactly where redemption was. And there's going to be a sense of, had I only known, had I only known, had I only known that that was that, that that was that. And most of the time, that redemptive anticipation towards the awareness that what I had was exactly what I needed, in spite of the fact that I couldn't have it when I had it, it leads to a certain melancholic spirit, which says, how can I live it now, though? And so here we have a teaching from Rabbi Nachman, in Chaim Aharon, Tavkuf Tezayin. And it gives us permission to live with this future orientation towards the future, which is the light of Mashiach, the light of the Tzaddikei Emes, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Bra, the light of Pnimius HaTorah is the ability to taste the future in the present, in spite of the fact that it's not revealed in the present, because by being aware of it in the present is how we reveal it. And so Rabbi Nachman says as follows, Amar Shela Asid Yoimru HaTzaddikim, in the future, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, that the Tzaddikim are going to be standing in a circle, and they're going to be pointing to that equidistant point in the circle and saying, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. This is Hashem who we have always been yearning for. This is Hashem we have always been yearning for. Zeh daika. And Rabbi Nachman says that this word Zeh is not simply a filler, but it's the fundamental point of this Gemara. That when it says, this is the God that we have been yearning for, it means specifically this, Zeh. Like we've been saying, Olam Hazeh. The Amr Balashen Ashkenaz, and Rabbi Nachman said in his mother tongue, Shayomru Kol Echad, that each and every person, Am Michulam Sadikim, each and every person is going to say, Taka Tzudem God Habir Mir Gehept. כלומר שגם בעולם הזה זכו להשיגו, so כך כמו שהם ראו מוסו עתה. What a person is going to say that, oh my gosh, what I'm seeing right now in the future, what I'm seeing in the moment of redemption is exactly what I was seeing prior to redemption. Taka, this is what I recognize already. Tzudem got, this is the God, Haber Mir Gehip, that I've already come in contact with. Klomar, meaning to say that even in Oilam Hazeh, Zahu Lahasigoy Soikach, this is how we merited to grasp him even before his revelation. Kemoishem Rayam Oisayata, the same way I'm seeing him from that future orientation of Geula. Vitamid Hayu Makavim Lor Oisayach, and this is what I've always been anticipating and expecting because this is what I've come to know. The Akshav Zahu Lazeh, and now we're meriting it. And what they're going to say then is, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, this is the God that I've been yearning for, Zeh Daika. It's specifically this. Meaning to say that if I come to recognize, even prior to redemption, that at the moment of redemption, all I'm going to say is, oh my gosh, this is what I've always already known, then we can come to recognize for but a moment that what I know right now is what I'm going to come to know. And that this is an aspect of redemption of Karva El Nafshi Gi'ala in this moment, to live with each Zeh. Im kol ze achak elo. Im kol ze achak elo. As opposed to the perspective of a kol ze inen ashaveli, God forbid, where this world is the opposite of kedusha, that perspective of a malik that throws a suffix into the ze. The kol ze inen ashaveli, every moment is not enough. Versus im kol ze achak elo, and we can do that, we can begin to live one moment at a time with an awareness that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is truly everywhere. And that in this moment, with my actions that I can do and with the actions that I can't engage in, with the things I can control and the things I can control, with my alignment and thought, speech, action, to try and refine myself to the best of my abilities, so we can transform Olam Hazeh into a Nekuda of Olam Haba, where we can say, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo. And Tzadikim ask, where is the circle going to take place? Where is there going to be a space big enough for such a circle? And all of the Tzadikim explain, the Lashon Shuva Chaloma, based on the Rama Mipano, says, the only place big enough is going to be Gehenna. Which means to say, the Olam Hazeh, which Rabbi Nachman says, looks very often like Gehenna because he can't see a Zeh in this world. He can't sometimes see how a person can grab hold of that moment to be like Moshe and say Zeh. And in that moment of the struggle with the zez of our lives, with the moments of our lives, each and every moment, that's going to be the place where we come to celebrate and recognize that this is what I have always been yearning for, that this is it here right now, that Mashiach now, that there's a Mashiach in each and every moment. And Be'ezras Hashem, we can carry ourselves with this aspect of Zeh Keli Va'anvehu.
This podcast is supported in part from a grant from the Hadar Institute. The music is by Zusha. The audio engineer is David Kwan. For more from the Shefa Podcast Network, visit our Facebook page and please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.